Let's turn to a question from your blog. This is actually a situation lots of people right now probably would love to be in. And the person has asked us not to reveal his or her name, and you'll see why in a minute. Here's what they wrote. I've been interviewing with this company for the last 2 months. I'm genuinely interested in the position and have made this clear during my interaction with them. The company's also invested a significant amount of time on me and made me an offer last week. I also heard back from another company I was interviewing with, and it seems like they're about to make me an offer that is better for my career in the long term. I find it awkward to put down the offer from the first company now that they have invested so much time on me, and more so because they may not have an alternate candidate. And what makes it more complicated is that the two companies are subsidiaries of a common parent company. What would you recommend I do?
Wow. And this is a really interesting situation because whichever choice this person makes, they're going to have to work with the other company and people from the other company later. So you don't want to burn bridges. And that's a good general principle for us throughout our careers. You never want to burn bridges. Now, there are a couple things to consider when you've got a situation like this in front of you. The first thing that we consider is we almost always consider money. And I want to hold money aside for a minute because money is not the only factor that matters. A better way to look at this is to consider these other two variables. The next one is what's going to get us better for my long-term career. So in this case, he's picked it out. He said, you know, actually, company B, that second company, it's really better for my long-term career. Boy, that moves it up on the cycle.
So right now, company B is ahead of company A.
Company B is ahead. Got to be thinking about our long-term career, what's going to help us get to where we really want to go, where we can make the biggest impact and difference. The second thing that we want to consider, do you know the people and who your manager is going to be in either of those roles? And that's a really important question to ask. So if you've been interviewing with your potential manager, that's great, because look at that as a cue to how successful and happy you're going to be there.
In other words, who would you rather work for personally?
Consistently, when we researched folks that have left jobs, over 50% of the time, the reason is I didn't like my manager. And the third one, which we haven't really wasn't of the big two, is, you know, thinking about, have you made any promises or commitments to company A? Because your integrity and your character is important in this whole process.
You know, our writer here sort of seems like he's in a position of power. Could this be an advantage in negotiations to sort of play the two companies off one another?
It very much could be. And he's got to be very careful about that. You can really only play that card one time. So don't then get a matched offer and then go back to company B and say, you know, company A, just match this. Can you spice up the pot a little bit? That will get back, and that's going to burn your bridge. So make sure that you're clear on who you want to be with.
Are you ever really beholden to a company just because they've interviewed you for a job? No matter how long the process is.
No, you never are. We may feel that level of beholdenness to that company because they interviewed us and they invested a lot of time and effort, but trust me, they don't feel that same thing towards you. So it's important to keep those relationships preserved, but don't feel a sense of beholdenness or loyalty that isn't being reciprocated, particularly if it's going to limit you from where you really want to go and the difference you really want to make in your career.
Ask Brandon your work and career questions. There's a link to his blog on our website, gpb.org/radio, and we might use your question in a future segment. Brandon, as always, good to talk to you.
Joshua, I enjoyed it.